Dreams keep replaying, recombining, and reintegrating pieces of old memories for months and even years. They constantly update the subterranean realities that determine what our waking mind pays attention to. And perhaps most relevant to EMDR, in REM sleep, we activate more distant associations than in either non-REM sleep or the normal waking state. For example, when subjects are wakened from non-REM sleep and given a word association test, they give standard responses: hot for cold, hard for soft, etc. Waking from REM sleep, they make less conventional connections, such as thief for wrong. They also solve simple anagrams more easily after REM sleep. This shift toward activation of distant associations could explain why dreams are so bizarre. Stickgold, Hobson, and their colleagues thus discovered that dreams help to forge new relationships between apparently unrelated memories. Seeing novel connections is the cardinal feature of creativity. As we've seen, it's also essential to healing. The inability to recombine experiences is also one of the striking features of PTSD. While Noam in Chapter 4 could imagine a trampoline to save future victims of terrorism, traumatized people are trapped in frozen associations. Anybody who wears a turban will try to kill me. Any man who finds me attractive wants to rape me. Finally, Stickgold suggested a clear link between EMDR and memory processing in dreams. He wrote, "If the bilateral stimulation of EMDR can alter brain states in a manner similar to that seen during REM sleep, then there is now good evidence that EMDR should be able to take advantage of sleep-dependent processes, which may be blocked or ineffective in PTSD sufferers, to allow effective memory processing and trauma resolution." The basic EMDR instruction, "hold that image in your mind and just watch my fingers moving back and forth," may very well reproduce what happens in the dreaming brain. As this book is going to press, Ruth Lanius and I are studying how the brain reacts, both while remembering a traumatic event and an ordinary experience, to saccadic eye movements as subjects lie in an fMRI scanner. Stay tuned.